Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I have Sharpie, Lauren, Chris, and Steve.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hey, how's everyone doing tonight?
Not bad.
I'm just...
a bluebird on my shoulder.
Cute.
Does it get any better than that?
No. No.
It's the truth.
Don't get me started. I'm just happy to be able to talk.
You seem to have come through your sultry phase.
Yes, I'm past that, but I am still coughing, so I apologize in advance for anything that you may hear in the background.
How was your rehab stint? I mean, that time you spent down in St. Lucia.
It was very nice. St. Lucia was good, but Barbados was even better.
I love Barbados.
Yeah.
I may move there.
It was incredible. And of course, I enjoyed every second with Lauren.
It was good quality time.
Yes. And we actually worked.
We actually did work.
We may not have worked until we actually got on the plane back.
Right. But that whole 4-hour flight home, we worked.
Did you really?
Well,
we did actually. Well, 2 hours.
Most of it.
Of the 4 hours.
Yeah. But we did write some stuff down and we
learned
some plans.
A lot, though.
We did. It was awesome.
It was really
we went
good.
To Sandals Resorts on St. Lucia. There were three of them. And then we went to the Sandals Resort on Barbados. And it was a new experience for us. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. The food was fabulous at Sandals. It was really good.
They had a lot
so,
of good things.
In terms of comparing it to Disney food.
It was like eating, most nights, it was like eating at a Signature.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, they had some fabulous steaks. It was a little difficult for me, of course, because I'm picky. I'm selective, and I don't do seafood. So I missed out on a lot.
Yeah, but you still did good, I thought. You had a lot of good food options.
I did. So not going to complain.
Yeah, it was a really great experience. I'm so glad that we got to do it.
4 pounds in 5 days, Lauren.
I did too. I gained 5 pounds. I was like, oh my God, that's from like floating in the pool and not moving.
I think I stayed here and gained 5 pounds.
I was going to say, was there not a gym at this property? I mean,
oh, no.
Oh, we saw them. They're very nice.
We saw it.
Yeah. You could find it.
We passed it on the way to the buffet.
Yep.
With a fork in our hand.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Which way to the buffet?
Once we discovered they had the soft serve ice cream, kind of like on the cruise ships, that was it for me.
Yeah.
Was it as good as on DCL?
Honestly, no. The
really?
Ice cream
yeah,
was not as good.
Hmm.
But I think part of that is because the cones were...
Yeah, they weren't they were pink.
Well, yeah, they had
no.
Multicolored cones, but they were not as crispy. They were a bit...
Grandma's house.
I think being out in the sea air did something to them. Although when you're on a ship, you're in sea air. You don't get much more sea air than the middle
That's
of the ocean.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but let's face it. They go through boxes and boxes and boxes of cones per day.
Yeah,
so
because think about it.
Stale.
You were at an adult-only resort. So maybe those people aren't eating ice cream cones the way all the kids on DCL are.
That's true. Probably true. And it is, at least in my opinion, it was in a remote area where some people might not have even known it was there.
Yeah.
I did.
Did you get a lot of free alcohol? Lots
yeah.
of free specialty drinks?
Lots of free drinks that
okay.
I didn't have.
I discovered the hummingbird.
Mm.
Oh, she did indeed.
And Lisa took to getting me two at a time at one point.
I did.
Because the wait to get them sometimes was a little long. So she was like, I'm just going to get you two.
So let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is included, including yes. alcohol. Is it like really poor quality, like the kind of alcohol you
no.
get like when you
it's
were in college?
Alcohol.
Premium.
Oh, premium night. Premium
really?
Drinks.
Yeah. Yeah. They switched over to Mondavi wine. Robert Mondavi.
Yeah,
so,
which is good.
You know, they're giving you good stuff.
But the best was,
I
went there, and I went there with, I brought $200 in cash with me, and I came home with $170.
Wow.
And the only money I spent was tipping the driver to and from because the one in Barbados was not an actual Sandals driver. and gifts for my kids. That was the only money I spent the entire time we were gone.
You didn't spend $30.
What?
You didn't spend only $30.
No, $70.
I thought you said you came home with $170.
No, $130, sorry. I spent $70.
Oh, okay. I'll buy that. Yeah. So I am going to start this show by telling you what our topic is. Today we're going to be discussing the worst and best rides at Walt Disney World. Are we limiting this to Disney World?
Well, it's actually the best and your personal best and worst ride experience. Like, say, for example, you went on Tower of Terror and you had someone vomit on you. That could possibly be your worst experience.
I don't understand how that was bad. How is that bad? I don't understand.
Yeah. Or say you got on, like, I don't know, Haunted Mansion, and that guy from Thor was like, hey, can I ride with you? And you were like, yes, you can. So that might be your best ride experience. I don't even know that guy's name, but. Mm.
Chris, you just took mine. My worst. The guy from Thor throwing up on me.
Was that your best one?
Yes.
It was awesome.
I only know that guy because I only know that guy now because he was in the vacation movie that you all forced me to watch.
Now you're renting all the whatever the Thor, the Thor movies are.
No, because I know he won't look like he did in the vacation movie with his flowing mane. I don't know. I haven't seen those. Like, I'm ever going to watch a superhero movie.
You've got a 13-year-old boy.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
He's not into those yet. Like, he did.
What about Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
He did watch, like, Fantastic Four or something. I don't know.
I was just getting ready to say, he will be. He will be.
Yeah. And he likes Thomas, Batman. So will be.
Batman's a superhero, right?
Last time I checked.
Yeah, so he walks around talking like Batman all the time.
Okay, so before we get into our topic for this evening, we do have a couple of news stories to cover. And the first one is Disney Cruise Line. I don't think we assigned anyone topics.
Yes, oh, I thought we assigned this one to Lauren.
Oh, we did. Okay, you're right. You're right. So, Lauren, why'd you get the alcohol question?
Why me? Never mind. Don't answer that. I don't want to know the answer.
Hummingbird.
What is a hummingbird anyway?
It's yummy.
Is it like a hummingbird cake?
No.
I don't know.
Delicious.
It's pink and fruity and tasty and yummy.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's really yummy. It's got banana in it, amongst other things.
And strawberry and then
sounds like it would be awful coming back up.
I wouldn't know. I didn't drink enough to make that happen.
Okay. Disney Cruise Line.
Disney Cruise Line. Okay. So starting September 30th of this year, Disney Cruise Line is going to be limiting how much beer and wine guests are allowed to bring. And they're no longer going to allow liquor and spirits. So. Dum, da-dum, dum. So. You and the corkage fee is going up. So the corkage fee is going up from $20 to $25 if you have it opened up in the dining room with dinner. If you keep it hidden in your room.
They just need to send a corkage fee.
It's a very sad commentary.
But you're allowed to bring on up to 2 bottles. Per person of wine or champagne and 6 less than 12-ounce bottles of beer or cans of beer.
I have a question. So you can't bring any liquor on the ship.
No.
But isn't the stuff they sell in the gift shops pretty cheap? I mean, I was looking at those bottles thinking.
You can't consume it on the ship.
They hold it until you get off the
ship. What?
Yep, that's the problem.
Wow, I'm glad I didn't buy those. Because.
Because you like your vodka? Is that why? I mean,
I don't know. I mean, I might have. I don't know. I mean, you know.
We were all
Let's
always
just say that we're all going to be taking a lot of Listerine on our next cruise.
Yeah.
Because people do that, don't they?
Shh.
Well, they said there was something somewhere about no powdered alcohol. I didn't even know there was such a thing.
It's like a party drug kind of thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's kind of crazy.
I'm apparently behind the times. I don't know about that.
Yeah. Okay. So what is this? Tell us more. Do you add water to it or you just snort it up your nose?
You either or. You can snort it. You can.
What?
Well, there is something reconstitute it.
And yeah. Sharpie, how do you know about this?
Don't you people watch Law and Order?
Oh my gosh. If you type in powdered, it comes up immediately.
Wow.
Really?
Oh my gosh. That's the dumbest thing ever.
So the one thing they are saying is that beverages must be put in your carry-on, and any booze found in a checked luggage is going to have to be, they're going to remove it and store it until the end of the sailing.
Wow. That's nice.
But the good news is that powdered alcohol will also be stored and given back to you.
You can just put that in a container of baby powder.
That's what I was wondering. Does it just look like...
I'm going to sweat if I don't have my powder.
Baby powder. I can just see you with a giant thing of baby powder.
Let me just pour this down my shirt.
Oh, wait, is this powder's allowed? Is that what you're telling me? I misunderstood. I'm sorry.
Sorry, it's actually really already banned in several states.
Is it really? Well, yeah. I'm thinking
Jersey's not one of them.
Gosh.
New York is. New York has banned it.
New York bans everything. New York bans soda.
I never hear about any of this stuff.
Believe it or not, I've never heard of powdered alcohol.
It's the first time.
And actually, in 2015, New Jersey did consider banning it. So I don't know.
Huh. Isn't half of the fun of alcohol like getting a fruity drink that tastes like, I don't know, a dessert?
Well, imagine snorting it.
Yeah, that sounds like work. Lauren, you could have snorted the hummingbird.
A picture of a wine glass. I'm going to send you a picture of some like powder in it.
That would be nice.
In my best geek voice, I already have allergies. This would be horrible for my sinuses.
I don't understand what's wrong with people. I mean, is the point of the alcohol, the powdered alcohol, just to get as drunk as possibly as quickly as possible?
Hey,
you know what?
Powdered alcohol, you could still be a dry county.
That's a valid point. You'd be very dry.
That's it. Okay. I don't know. It might be just to get it on Disney Cruise Line.
Disney Cruise Line. Isn't that what we were trying to talk about?
We're done.
Oh my gosh. That the topic?
Yes.
Oh my people.
No powdered alcohol, people.
There
goes your whole side business, Steve. Powdered alcohol.
I know.
Steve's next big idea.
Powdered alcohol. I had like a hummingbird drink. You just snort them up.
Yeah.
One hummingbird per nostril. Oh.
That's why you get two.
Yuck.
All right. So we have one more news story for tonight, and that is regarding the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party. They're going to have a dessert party at these events. And
so they're going to do a separate ticketed event at a ticketed event.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to clear
that. They did that last year, didn't they?
They did with like a villain meet and greet. It was a villain dessert party type thing.
It just sounds evil.
So they're going to have the Hallowishes dessert party. And they're going to have it on most nights. I haven't compared dates to see if it's every night of Hallowish or the Not So Scary Halloween party, but there's a lot. There's 6 in September. There's most dates in October and then November 1st. And it's $69 for adults.
And is that with the?
It's in addition to your event ticket.
That's ridiculous.
It's $69?
I'm sorry. $69. That is way too expensive. On top of a $70 ticket.
Oof.
Yeah. And $39 for kids.
There's so much going on at that party. Why would you want to add more to it?
Because you have money burning a hole in your pocket.
But Lauren, that this thing, you're trying to get some people into this extra dessert party and it's already sold out on some of the nights?
Yeah.
Wow.
I had 2 different people I was trying to get it for and both nights were sold out.
Wow.
You know what? It's available the night we're going, but guess who's not going? The Wong family.
Well, $70 to eat a couple of cupcakes or whatever?
Wait, Wait a cotton picking minute. It isn't available that night. The night that we're going to the party. Huh.
How much,
in
so
September.
What, so what do you get for $69?
Okay, so I did want to throw in that the children's price is for children 3 to 9. And then 10 and up, you're going to be paying that $69 fee.
And do you get, like, character tattoos by a professional artist on your arm?
No. What you get, it's going to be over by the Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland Terrace?
Terrace, mm-hmm. Where they do most of their dessert parties. And they're going to have, you get your reserve viewing of the Boo to You parade. And so that's nice. So
you.
I know. And then you get your Hallowishes viewing. And you get your desserts, and they're going to have Halloween-themed desserts. They talk about some ghost meringue, candy corn panna cotta. I love panna cotta. Those witch fingers made out of peanut butter pretzels, the peanut butter chocolate-covered pretzels. But just, you know, making up little Halloween desserts, spiders and bats and Halloween-y things.
All right, so family of four over the age of 9 for all four of you is $276. To just go to the dessert event, not even get into the...
But they're having a pumpkin on a table. It's a table draped in black with a flickering jack-o'-lantern. Yay! Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get my own flickering jack-o'-lantern and a box of Dunkin' Donut holes and tell the kids, there's your dessert party.
Well, you can just go to the... I would go to the...
Are you also
going to
bring a tablecloth for them?
You know it. I go all out.
That's... I don't know. If anybody else thinks is a good value, write as a comment, but I can't imagine paying $276 for family of four to go and have some cupcakes and some...
No.
It's okay, but it's not all about the cupcakes.
It's about your...
No, it's about having the special viewing for the fireworks and the special viewing for the Halloween parade.
I still don't think it's worth it.
The special viewing for the Halloween parade does sweeten the deal just the tiniest bit, but not enough to pay that money.
I would go, and we've said this before, go to the second, if your kids can stay up, go to the second parade because you can go early. Or you can go,
saved yourself $276.
You don't have to wait. You can go like 15 minutes before that parade starts, get a decent spot for the second showing and watch the parade. And then that viewing area for the fireworks is not really the most ideal viewing area. I mean, you've got a spot, but the roof line of the building kind of cuts out some of your fireworks.
Yeah, I've never liked the location of the Magic
Kingdom. Me neither.
I just can't see paying all that money. I mean, yes, it's nice. It's a dessert party. Would I turn down the opportunity to go? No. But I don't know. I just don't think that's a great location.
It's not my favorite thing. And like Sharpie said, you're going to a special event that has trick-or-treating, so you've got candy. They've got all kinds of Halloween treats that you can buy for $5. And then you've got so many activities and things going on that I hate to spend
2 hours of that time doing that.
Right. And
Well, keep this in mind. Disney wouldn't be doing it if it didn't.
It's obviously popular. They're sold out.
Yeah, Lauren
can't find it. The nights.
Oh. You know, kudos to Disney. They found something. It works. People are paying it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't blame them. So, all right, let's get on to today's topic, which is your favorite ride and your worst ride experience. Steve's looking at me like, I don't want to do this. He's looking around like, don't pick me, don't pick me.
He's avoiding it. There's no happiness.
I don't have a favorite or a worst.
All right, I'll spare you.
Come on.
All right, Sharpie. Sharpie, I'm putting you on the spot. We're going to have you go first, and I want to hear. Let's do worst first, and then we'll close up with happy thoughts. So, what was your worst ride experience?
I honestly, the first time I rode Seven Dwarfs Mine Train was honestly one of my worst ride experiences at Disney, because we waited in line for a long, long time, then got on. And that ride, if you don't know this little tip and trick that I learned on our July trip, the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train can be incredibly painful if you are a person that has larger than child sized legs. Because as we both know, as we all know, I've called this attraction the Nutcracker before. And it is, don't pull the lap bar all the way down.
Oh yeah.
Pull it down just enough to push it up and show the cast member that, yes, I pulled it down. But yeah, my worst, it was incredibly, incredibly, incredibly painful, because your knees are so squashed together and there's no reason for it. Whenever they designed that attraction, there was no reason to make the lap bars that small. It really, really annoys me that they did that.
Do you know what? Yeah,
it was really
painful. I think there's some validity to what you say, because I'm really short and I'm very comfortable in it, but I can imagine someone taller might not be that comfortable.
There's not a lot of room.
Yeah, a lot of those you kind of had to sit sideways.
Well,
you were
almost kind of a weirdo and a freak, though.
Yes. And I never pulled. Yeah, that's a good tip. Don't pull the lap bar down on any of those all the way.
Yeah.
It's always awful when you have, like,
flying out
a little kid.
I know.
If you have a little kid next to you, I'm like, sorry.
At all. I would just like to say right now, pull the lap bar down.
No.
Pull the lap bar down.
Same thing on, like,
leave some room.
Thunder Mountain.
Get some air in there.
Yeah, like on Thunder Mountain.
You're going to fall. I hate that feeling when you're on those rides and you start sliding all over the place.
Oh, see, I don't mind that feeling at all.
Yeah. I'd rather have that.
That adds to the thrill of the ride.
Okay. Oh boy.
No, when I go on Thunder Mountain with Brooke or even Amber, you know, there's a big difference, and the lap bar stops with me and they're just sitting there totally insecure. I am so, I hold on to Brooke and she's like, no, don't touch me. Don't hold on. And she puts her hands up. Whee! And I'm like, could you at least hold on, please? You either hold on or I get a leg and I'm going to hold on to your thigh. Cause she's going to go flying out, cause she has no fear. She's just,
yeah, that is true about that kid.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. She's like, wee. It's adorable.
Yeah, I don't know where she gets that from.
Oh, shush.
She's an adventure seeker.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Sharpie, thank you very much. Lauren.
This is my worst one, right?
Worst ride experience.
Worst ride ever.
My worst ride experience ever was Mission Space. And I believe I am still traumatized by this one. So I had gone on with my husband and two of my friends. And, you know, I never had a problem with closed spaces. But, you know, you're going through the line and all through the line. It's like, if you have a problem with closed spaces and blah, 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 you shouldn't come on, you know, whatever. So I'm like, okay, I'm like, whatever, I'm fine. I've never had an issue with that before. I get on the ride and the ride breaks down. So we're in this small enclosed space and the ride breaks down and I can't go anywhere. I'm like stuck in this little teeny tiny space and I had a panic attack.
And if you've never been on Mission Space, it is very cramped once the attraction starts.
They close the door down and it's like right in front of your face. They close the side up. Like you're totally enclosed in this ride. And I literally had a panic attack and I was like having trouble breathing. My husband Rich was just like talking me down from it. He was like, okay, just calm down. They'll be here in a second. Just breathe. Just breathe. And then finally they opened. I started banging on the wall. Like I was starting to freak out. So they finally opened the door and let us out. And they're handing us fast passes to come back on the ride later. And I'm like, I'm good. I'm like, I don't ever need to do this again. I was like, no, thank you. And I like walked away and I seriously never went back on that ride again.
Yeah, that ride's horrible. I've only been on that ride once and it did the same thing to me too. So many people told me how horrible it was. And then I heard all the things. So then when I get up there, I'm like, okay, I want the orange whatever version instead of the full blown version. But it was like, it's like watching a movie 2 inches in front of your face with no effects. So you're like, okay, this sucks. So right. You have to go for the one that has the G-force in it. But then I hear from people.
The more intense side.
Yeah, I heard that makes team. It makes you that one. I've heard a lot of people got sick on, but I've heard they've dialed it down since years ago. So I don't know if I could handle the more intense side. But like Lauren said, it's like right. It is literally you are like in a little sardine box, and you're crammed in there, and there is no move. You're just like there's no movement in that space.
But it's funny because I never had a panic attack before that day, and I've never had one after that day.
Yeah, but I can see how people could freak out in there because I was like, ugh.
And it was almost like the buildup, like, oh, if you're afraid of enclosed spaces, like there's a sign every like 3 steps.
Yep. And you're like, I think I might need to be afraid.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I should be concerned about this.
Yeah, they warn everybody over and over and over again.
It's kind of funny.
Okay, Chris Wood.
My worst ride
experience.
My worst ride experience is the first time I went on Space Mountain with Steve.
Well, that was my best.
Yeah. It was terrible. So I've never liked Space Mountain.
How did you not know?
I knew that I didn't like it, but you peer pressured me mm-hmm. into going on it. Mm-hmm. We were on a training thing, and it was the first time I'd actually met Steve. You know, prior to that, we'd done the podcast for like a year, but we hadn't met, you know. And so I really didn't want to be saying like the F word as loud as I possibly could, you know, in front of him because I didn't really know him that well. And I basically cussed the entire time. It was awful.
It was so funny.
I believe you did that on Tower of Terror.
Who was on it with us?
I did. Well, no, Lauren. But,
I was.
Oh, Lauren. Oh, did you hear her on there?
I don't remember hearing her.
Oh, my God. Stuff. It was so funny.
It was terrible.
She was like screaming.
I remember
she was
her,
like,
her hands digging into me on Tower of Terror. I actually came off with missing skin.
Yeah, nice. That was bad, too. But you know what's weird? I think because, you know, it's like 4 years later. And I've been on so many rides so many times. We did Tower of Terror in Disneyland. It was nothing. And we did Space Mountain and it was nothing. And I was like, why was I afraid of these things? I will say I still hate Space Mountain. I got no enjoyment out of that whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Can I point out another ride that's probably one of your worst?
Which one?
And one of my best.
Which one?
The Simpsons.
Oh, I love that.
That was so funny.
That was the best.
That was like Space Mountain to me too.
I thought you didn't like
funny.
It.
No, it was awesome. I loved it.
Every time like something would fly at Chris, she would be all scared. Like it was really gonna hit her.
Yeah, I know.
It was like riding with like a 4-year-old who was like, oh my god, I'm gonna get hit by the ball.
Yeah, no.
It was that a 40. It was though, like the first person who's ever seen a 3D movie ever.
Shut up. No, that was awesome. I actually really enjoyed it.
She
that.
Was like ducking and screaming and ducking again. Like
yeah,
it was all going to hit
a
her.
Good one. That's a really good ride. That's probably one of my like top 10 rides.
That was funny.
It was really weird because, like, you know, like I said, I think I've just been on so many at this point that.
Space Mountain was so funny. I was laughing so hard my stomach hurt.
I know. I remember that.
Because all I could hear
you're
behind
really
me.
You're not a thrill ride person, are you, Chris?
You know, I like to get my thrills through chocolate and various cakes.
Yes.
So you'd like a fast pass to the Caramel Kitchen in Germany.
That'd be awesome, actually.
That would be good. Yeah, she was screaming and cussing the whole time, and I think I was in front, and all I could hear her from behind was the constant screaming and cussing on Space Mountain for like 2 minutes.
The 3-year-old behind her was also amused by that.
You know what? And I have to say,
meanwhile, the 3-year-old was thrilled.
I know.
Yeah, and the 3-year-old came off and learned a whole new batch of words.
I do have to say, one thing really funny happened to us when we went on to Tower of Terror, you know, which is you know the first time, and. Steve, you may remember this. I don't know if you were with us, Lauren, when you saw this, but there was a little girl. She was probably like 5 or 6, and she turned around and she's like, I go on it all the time. It's okay.
I remember that.
I was like, shut up, kid.
I was like, you're going to be fine.
I know. It was really funny. But when we went on Space Mountain at Disneyland, I was all prepared to freak out. But, you know, at Disneyland, you're side by side. So you're not like, you know, you have people in front of you, but you also have someone right next to you. And the agent next to us, she's very religious. So I was like, oh, my God, I cannot cuss in front of Tabitha. And and so that was initially why I was calm. But then it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was funny. I remember just laughing my head off, and then all of a sudden you got quiet, and then I started to worry.
Because you were like, dead.
I know, because you were like cussing and screaming the whole time, and then all of a sudden it just stopped, and I was like, uh-oh. I think I was more worried when you stopped cussing.
Yeah, it was terrible. So like, now, at least I didn't have to pretend after that that I could use that kind of language.
Yes. Good ride.
Okay. Glad I could amuse you.
All right. Worst ride. Steve, I've got to go to you.
I don't have a worst ride.
I know what your worst ride is. Teacups.
Ugh. Well, I'm just not a spinny person. I can't spin and spin and spin. It's tough. I like all, you know, I like the whole reason I like Disney World or Land or any of those is because the rides are kind of family friendly. So I can ride almost anything versus like a Six Flags or something where it's about the most extreme ride. I feel like I can ride the rides with my kids and enjoy them and have a good time. And in some of the spinny things I can do and just not spin like crazy.
But so, then he gets on with me.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been on a teacup in a while.
I'm definitely a spinner as well. Jesse can't stand to ride the teacups with me.
I would like, I don't like the feeling. I feel like I like the spinning part, but then I don't like the feeling like I'm going to throw up part later.
Nobody likes that, Steve. It's weird. It's like a thing.
Like, I don't want to throw up again.
If I had to pick something at Disney World, I would pick like Mr. Toad's ride because I think it's so boring.
Oh, I love Mr. Toad.
Oh, no.
You get all warmed up. So like if it's cold out, you get that warm like 2 seconds. It's awesome.
And no. And I have to mention another one of Steve's worst rides.
Oh, no.
Mickey's Fun Wheel.
Oh, everyone hates the Fun Wheel. Oh, yeah. We just did the Fun Wheel again, Chris. I tell everybody.
He did.
Steve, we were just there.
I rode Mickey's Fun Wheel with Steve. Steve was honestly green around the gills.
He was
not having a good time. And it frankly it looked like he was going to throw up at any moment.
It was awful.
I'm really sad I missed that.
We did the swinging one. The one that rolls back and forth.
That is the best one. Oh my gosh.
It is Sharpie, so much I'll fun. Go on it with you.
It was horrible.
See, Lisa...
We went to Disneyland and some of the Pixie agents and we all got on the Mickey's Fun Wheel.
Oh, you know, and what was so stupid? They crammed seven of us.
Yeah,
they
put seven adults.
What? And it wasn't like
one gondola?
Yes.
Yes. And they said you could do eight.
I know. So can you imagine? Oh,
they look like a clown car getting out of that thing.
So we got seven of us, and
so
I
guess
had...
that means since you didn't see, you weren't in it, Lauren.
Oh God, no!
No,
you didn't go in. That's right. You had my phone.
I had your. I was playing with you. I was caressing Chris's phone.
So you get like 2 inches of a seat, basically, is what I had on one side with four people. I don't even remember three or four people on one bench. But we went on just the regular one, not the crazy spinny thing. Oh, and they cleaned up. They cleaned up the vomit out of one of the cars while we were waiting.
Yeah, right before us.
Right before we...
And the thing was, is we had one agent who was really, really nervous. So we had to kind of make a little space for her so she, you know, could maybe center herself and feel a little better. So it was not good.
Yeah, once you get up there, it's even the one that doesn't slide back and forth, it gets pretty high.
And then you go over the water. Oh. It's a little interesting, but... I do like the ones that slide.
Yeah, they have barf bags in the ones that slide.
Do they really?
Yes.
That makes sense. Ugh.
They're airplane sick bags in there.
Nice.
The slidey ones are the best, Lisa.
There's no lag.
You know, they don't look like they would be that awful from below. And then when you get in one, oh.
There's a lot of movement. It really goes back and forth. And then when it starts to really do a lot of, and it's not that it just rocks. It actually moves back and forth and rocks, so it's really crazy.
Yeah, they're on their own like track where they slide, and then they yuck.
All right, I'll save you, Steve. We're gonna start this again. We're gonna start with Sharpie, and we're gonna go to best ride experience ever.
Best ride experience ever. Gosh. Honestly, one of the best was on our most recent trip, just in July. and it was on Kilimanjaro Safari. And we had a 8:30 breakfast reservation at Tusker House. So we probably got on Kilimanjaro Safari around 9:45 ish. And we get out onto the savannah through the river area. And all of a sudden it's like they let the giraffes out for the day. So all of the giraffes, like all of the adults, and there were even two or three babies, were all in line parading in front of our ride, our safari vehicle.
Oh, cool.
And it was just one of those incredible moments. You're like, this doesn't happen on every single safari. And then we saw baby rhinos. It was cool. It was absolutely one of the coolest safari trips we've ever had. And everyone knows my love of Animal Kingdom. So seeing all the giraffes, it was incredible. And then to top all that off, one of our favorite Disney artists is Larry Dotson. And later that week, he was at Epcot signing his work. And we were able to buy one of the Animal Kingdom prints of the giraffes. And he was able to customize it for us and put a little message on it to commemorate the vacation. So it was kind of a very cool experience.
Well, that's cool.
Mm. Very cool.
I don't want to go after that one.
Lauren.
Oh, why me?
Because you were next.
My favorite is probably also more recently. It was the first time I actually got to ride Seven Dwarfs when it opened. And we just got, I think we went on it like four times in a row. We just kept getting off of it and going right back on it. That was probably my favorite ride experience. I actually just happen to love Seven Dwarfs. I just think it's such a
sweet,
great ride. So I think that's probably my favorite experience. I'm sure I could come up with something better than that, but.
And I'm going to do a quick poll here. How many of you have ridden an attraction where they let it go again? You didn't have to get off. They just let it go out of the station again.
It's been a really long time, but it really used to be early December. Used to be like empty in the Magic Kingdom. And we rode Big Thunder like over and over and over, like for the longest time.
Yeah, when we were there in January, I rode Big Thunder Mountain Railroad four times in a row one morning.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And
you know what?
There was no one waiting in line. And they just, who wants to go again? If you don't want to go again, get off now. But if you want to go again, stay on. And we went right on again. And then in July, it was like late afternoon, probably like 6:30, 7 o'clock. We actually got to ride Splash Mountain two times in a row in the middle of July. It was crazy.
Wow.
Was there no line?
No, there was no one in line.
How is that possible?
Absolute fluke.
You know what? When Terry was there in February, my cousin Terry, she did Space Mountain four times in a row without getting off.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. That would be my dream come true.
She actually asked them what the record was, and it was like 7 or something. And they tried to get to it, but then the ride broke down.
Oh god. Can't imagine.
Steve's turning green just thinking about it.
Yeah, no thanks.
I don't think I've ever had that experience at Disney, but I have at other places where they're like, you want to stay on? I remember going to Six Flags in near Chicago, and it was on Mother's Day. So for whatever reason, people didn't want to leave their mothers and go to Six Flags, so they stayed at home and let me go, which was great. And we went on the American Eagle, which is like their big wooden roller coaster. And we got to ride that over and over and over. And that was incredible. And then they did that somewhere else. I think my more common experience is, you know, when there's no line, is get off the ride, run through the line again, and get back on. So they have to follow the rules where you can't just stay on, which is a bummer.
When I was a kid, my girlfriend and I used to go to Six Flags. My mom would drop us off for the day, and she would just drop us off. We would spend the day there. We got to know a lot of the people that worked there at the time. So we were going on lightning loops, and it was just one loop, but it went forward and then it looped backwards. So one of the guys on the one side said to us, here, take this glass of water, put your hand over it, and bring it to the guy on the other side. So we did. And it made it all the way around, didn't spill, and we handed him a full cup of water, and then we went backwards.
Gosh.
That's really cool.
It was kind of fun.
Cool. Okay. Chris Wood.
Okay. My best... This is actually a good story. So my best... one is actually probably one of Lisa and Steve's worst moments. When we were in Disneyland Paris, Brooke, who is a very independent kid, she disappeared for like a couple minutes, and Steve and Lisa went after her. And of course, you know, that's like every parent's worst nightmare. And it happens all the time. Like every parent I know has lost a kid in the park, right?
Yep.
And so they left, and it was really bad for Lisa because Lisa's foot hurt, but I mean, she took off looking for her kid, right? And
paid for it later.
I know. And so, and I don't know where Kevin was. Oh, Kevin had gone down to like the coast or something that day. So I was there with all the remaining kids, and we were standing next to Indiana Jones. And Indiana Jones at Disneyland Paris is a pretty adventurous kind of ride. It's like part roller coaster, part, you know, I don't know. I didn't go on it, but from the outside, because you can see it from the outside, it's quite a ride. So I'm standing there, and I tell Amber and Jared, who's my son's friend, I've said, you know, y'all can go ahead and go, because they're pretty adventurous kids, and I knew they were fine going on it. They rode it a bunch of times. There was only like a 10-minute wait. Now, here's where it gets good for me personally. My son, all my kids are ride chickens. They take after their mom. And Eric was watching them like over and over and over again. And I finally said, why don't you just go? And so he hopped on with them, and there's this point where you can look out and you can watch the ride. And I remember just looking over, and the three of them came out, and they had the biggest smiles on their face. And it was just, it was one of those like really kind of perfect moments. I don't know, like you're like, yay, you know, you did that. You were kind of scared and you did it. And then they rode it over and over and over again. And then Lisa and Steve came back with Brooke. And so.
And then we had ice cream. And
did we have ice cream?
The doves,
are you making fun of me?
Doves flew by.
You're totally making fun of me, aren't you? It was a nice moment for me because,
nice.
You know, I was, you know, like on the one hand, like the whole time y'all were gone, I was figuring
and you're like,
out
let's
what
go
I was...
ride the teacups. He's like, don't push it, Mom.
No, seriously. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, like he would do like Big Thunder Mountain and stuff like that. But for some reason, there were a lot of rides that he was afraid of. And y'all know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that ride's
nice...
a scary ride. That ride's got a loop. It's got an upside down loop
it
in it.
It does. Yeah. So it was like I was proud of him for going on it. And the three kids, they just looked so happy when they were coming around that corner. And, you know, they were cute. And you know, like the whole time I'm also like, because I'm a worst case scenario kind of girl. I mean, anytime it's worst case scenario for me, I'm going to go from point A to point Z. And so like the whole time that Steve and Lisa were gone, I was actually wondering how I was like, does my hair look okay? Because when CNN interviews me in a couple of hours because we can't find her, I just knew we were all going to be on
CNN. So you're worried about your hair.
No, I'm in all seriousness, I was really scared. Like I was freaked out. Like somebody took her. I can't not go there. I was freaked out. But at the same time, I was enjoying watching the kids. And of course, Sophie and Thomas just were sitting there because they were too little to go on it. Thomas wanted to go. But Sophie had no desire to go on it because she's like her mother. But yeah, I don't know. It was a good moment. It was a really good moment, except for the fact that I just knew that your child was, you know, involved in some sort of, you know, child kidnapping ring at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, that was not the case.
So where was she? That's the question
I have. Just, you know what? She just got a tiny bit left behind. And that happened to all the kids at least once while we were there, except for Amber, because, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, we left the castle and we headed to Indiana Jones. And she was with us when we started. And she was not there when we got there. And so it could have been anywhere along that path. And we still don't know where exactly she was, but when she realized that we weren't there, she stopped and stayed where she had last seen us, and sat down on a bench and cried. And a man came up to her and said, "Are you lost?" And she said, "Yeah, I'm lost." And the man took her to a cast member, who then took her to baby care. And that's where we got her. She was happy as a pickle.
Yeah, Kevin did it to Sophie in Epcot like 6 months before, and I almost killed him. Because I was actually with Thomas in Universal, and he actually called me instead of going to a cast member and said, "I can't find Sophie." And I was like, I like ran out of that park with Thomas and headed back over. I just knew that, I mean, again, I'm on CNN. So it's very easy to lose a kid in the park, and that's like a whole nother show, but yeah, it happens.
So, okay. Steve, do you have a best ride? Best ride experience?
You know, my best ride experience was, or a very good ride experience was a ride that you normally wouldn't think of. And that's why it was such a good ride experience over at Disneyland. We didn't get to do it this last time on our trip. I was very upset. IMAX Choo Choo.
Oh God.
Awesome.
I love that. Why didn't we do it this time? That's right. We missed out.
It was awesome.
You know what, Steve? I'd have to put that as my number two. You're right. That's a good one.
It's a good one.
You have to tell everyone why, because it was really funny.
It's just a cute little kid ride, and on our first trip to Disneyland. So I like to ride every ride at least once, no matter what it is, just so I know what the ride's like. So they have all these little kiddie rides, and it's like, you know, meant for 4-year-olds or something. So it's super cute. And then I think Bob and Donna were with us, and everybody was with us, and we're getting ready to leave the park. And I'm like, we got to hit Heimlich's Choo Choo on the way out. So Bob and Donna and everybody are like, oh, okay, let's.
But you made it sound scary.
I know. I made it sound like it was
so dark. It was super dark. So I was freaking out a little bit.
Yeah, because it was late at night. And it's like a flat 1 mile an hour inchworm that goes through the woods and then does a circle in about 2 minutes and comes back to the beginning.
And he's like, I'm so hungry.
It's cute. It's based on A Bug's Life.
Yeah,
that's about Chris Wood's speed, though.
I love that.
And it has all the little smells.
It's the smells that make it
so
cool.
It's so cute. It has the little smells when you go through the watermelon and the
graham crackers. Yeah.
Do you know what, though? That ride is awesome to me because every time I go by it, I laugh. Because I think we had done, like, we had done Cars. We had done the Radiator Springs Racers. It was really late and we were walking out and you were like, oh, we've got to do this. It's so good. And it's very dark in there. So like we had no idea until this little like fat inchworm comes up and we're like, what? I knew. And I even said, I'm like, is this going to be a roller coaster?
Yes.
So it was funny. That
cute.
Was a good one.
Ha
ha.
Yes.
So
cute little ride for kids.
Heimlich's awesome.
I love it. We need to do it next time.
I can't think of a specific ride experience. I was thinking just for the sheer beauty of the rides, I had Splash Mountain and Peter Pan. Oh, you know what? I have one. My first time ever riding Space Mountain. It was in 1976, and we had gone with our neighbors, and I got to ride with the older girl, neighbor girl. She was several years older than I was, and you know, I was 5 and I'd never ridden a roller coaster. And
you went on Space Mountain at 5?
Uh-huh.
That's pretty good.
And I was scared and nervous, and she, you know, kept telling me, it's okay, you're gonna be fine. And the ride ended, and I was just so elated when I got, you know, at the end. I'm just like hugging her and just jumping all over. Thank you for taking me on this. And it was so awesome. It was the best thing that could ever happen to a 5-year-old. Pretty awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah,
it's always cute when the really little ones go on those kind of rides and you're like, yeah, okay, rub it in, kid.
Yeah, that's like Brooke's thing. Brooke's favorite thing is the scary tower, the scary hotel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is a Tower of Terror.
Have you always gotten, like, I actually told a client today, I said, it's a first time for her. And they booked like really short notice. And I said, you know, you don't make the mistake I did with my kids with Haunted Mansion. You know, I tried to be really respectful of their feelings. I should have just taken them on it, you know, because, you know, Sophie's never been. Thomas has been a couple times, but only because we tricked him. And, you know, Eric just started going on it. So how did you get your kids to go on something like that?
I don't know if we just had excitement and you're going to love this, or if, you know, we just get in a line and see what happens.
We just got in a line. I think we just got in every line and then we just got on. We never like said
anything. We never
anything
gave them the option
like,
to be scared.
This is going
to
be scary. You
and
might
see,
not like
I
it.
Don't
we just
know.
Take them on.
I think that was our mistake because I was always like, let's be sensitive to their feelings, Kevin. You know, looking back, I don't know. I mean, because seriously, I mean, you know, we were very limited until just recently as what we could ride. So yeah.
Well, and then when I got Sophie on that that turtle
oh,
shell
God.
Ride.
Oh God.
Oh my.
Yeah, she was so mad about that.
We took her
but I was very proud of her.
Crush's coaster at Disneyland Paris.
Yeah. Wasn't she like a mess when she was off?
That ride is horrible.
She was a mess.
I hate that ride. It's a roller coaster in the dark.
Oh, it's awesome.
And then you're in a
it
turtle
does
shell.
Sound awesome, Lisa.
Yeah, you're in a turtle shell, and the turtle shell spins. In addition to
when
it
you
going,
go into the EAC.
Yeah. So the vehicle that's on the track is spinning while you're going through the roller coaster. Ugh. God, it's
awful. Like Lauren's nightmare.
Yeah, we didn't. We took.
And then she came off crying, and Chris is like, "Stop crying! You just went on." I'm like, "No, it's pretty horrible."
Yeah, you're right. I told her to stop crying. I was like, "Stop crying."
It starts out like Nemo. You know, you're like the little videos of the fish, and it's all cutesy, and you're going along, and then all of a sudden it gets dark and crazy, and you're like, "Oh." And it's fun, except it makes you feel like you want to vomit. So,
only if you're Steve.
Yeah, everyone else loves it. Everyone else comes off. I come off all sweaty and like, okay, don't throw up. They got the air conditioning cranked.
You know,
in there.
That's kind of how I felt after that last Space Mountain. I was like about 15 minutes afterward, it hit me. I'm like, oh, I feel really bad. I don't understand why. I don't know. I don't find it necessary to put myself through that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Heimlich's choo-choo, that's where it's at.
It is.
Oh, I'm
that is
so
a good ride.
Hungry. Yes. And then Kevin and I will go on it, and then like the whole day afterward, we'll be quoting Heimlich. So,
Heimlich's
pretty
cool.
Think of Heimlich's quote from whenever World of Color first opened. You all look like little ants.
I know.
Heimlich's good. Okay, before we go off on another tangent, I'm going to wrap up the show. I would like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring our podcast. If you enjoy our shows, you can download those at iTunes and also at mousechat.net. If you have some questions for us, you can send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. Thanks so much for listening, and please join us again next time on Mousechat.